The council first considered the extension June 3rd, but with a shorthanded council, the emergency ordinance fell one vote short of the supermajority needed to pass. Councilmember Riley Gass had vocally opposed the extension, saying the emergency phase of the pandemic had passed. Councilmember Judy Zinge voted in support, saying the city needed a bit more time to ensure the pandemic is under control. Councilmember Sam Bergeron asked that the council try the vote again at its next meeting. First approved in March 2020, the declaration provides broad authority for the city manager. He is empowered to use city resources to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, close city facilities, and disregard what the declaration calls, quote, time-consuming procedures and laws, unquote, on city spending. It also allows the council to meet outside the chambers in City Hall. All in-person council meetings since the pandemic began have been held in the much roomier Ted Ferry Civic Center. That's to allow council members and the public to keep a safe distance from one another to avoid spreading COVID-19. The ordinance does not affect the Interagency Ketchikan Emergency Operations Center, the mayor said earlier this month. Ketchikan's city manager recommends approving the one-month extension. It will need five votes to pass. In other business, the City Council is set to recognize retiring Ketchikan Police Chief Joe White. A proposed resolution extols the chief's, quote, community-minded and approachable philosophy to local law enforcement. White is a quarter-century veteran of the Ketchikan Police Department. He was promoted to chief in 2017. He's set to retire June 21st and move to Arizona with his family. The city manager is tasked with hiring the new police chief. The manager's office says internal and outside candidates have submitted applications to take over as chief, but interviews have not yet begun. Ketchikan's City Council meets at 7 p.m. Thursday in the Ted Ferry Civic Center. Members of the public can offer comments at the beginning of the meeting. The city live streams the proceedings on local cable channels, social media, and the city's website. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.